Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix!
Ready to beat Migs. I know I sure am, because we made it. It's Friday.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
Oh, Taryn's got her jumping buddy back.
Yeah.
He wasn't here last week.
I kind of liked it like that.
It's a lot chiller.
Yeah, better.
Less bouncy.
And it was hilarious to see Taryn just alone.
Yeah. She was the saddest dancer.
It was kind of sad.
I heard she held my mug, though.
In honor of me.
I had
your spirit in that mug, Danny.
Thank you.
I was so hoping she was accidentally going to drop it and just break your mug and your spirit. Let's get to Brandon from Buckley. Brandon, are you there?
Wow. My spirit.
I'm there.
We're looking to crush Danny's spirit today, Brandon. Let's go.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Brandon has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I think so.
What colored brick road did Dorothy go down in The Wizard of Oz?
Yellow.
Correct. What is the first element on the periodic table?
Pass.
Who played Mark Zuckerberg in the movie The Social Network?
Oh
my God.
Pass.
What word can come after honey, queen, and worker?
B.
Correct. How many Snow White's 7 dwarfs have names ending in the letter Y?
6.
No.
5.
Correct. What U.S. president put a Twinkie in the country's Millennium Time Capsule?
Pass.
What is a community of ants called?
This is tough.
What East Asian country has the most vending machines per capita?
Japan.
Correct. What 2 colors do you need to make green?
Blue and yellow.
Yes.
Right.
Did you end up saying something for the U.S. president?
Clinton?
Yes. Okay, I think you did.
I heard him say something.
Oh, yeah, me too. Okay, Brandon, you got 6 correct. Yeah. And who was your friend with you?
My wife with me.
Oh, hi, wife.
Hello.
Aww. She sounded very spirited.
I know.
Does wife have a name?
Lori.
Hi, Lori.
Lori. I know she, with one of those questions, I think she knew it, could picture it. Just, it was on the tip of her tongue. Steve, are you ready?
Yes.
What colored brick road did Dorothy go down?
Yellow. With?
Oh my, yes, geez.
Oh, sorry.
What is the first?
Find at the bottom of the water or something
what
like that?
What is the first element on the periodic table?
Oh, hydrogen.
Correct. Ooh. Who played Mark Zuckerberg in the movie The Social Network?
Jesse Eisenberg?
Yes. Ooh. What word can come after honey, queen, and worker?
Bitch.
I am queen, bitch. Thank you.
B.
Yes. How many Snow White Seven Dwarves have names ending in the letter Y?
I'll go four.
No.
Three?
No.
Six.
No. What U.S. president put a Twinkie in the country's Millennium Time Capsule?
I think that's Bill Clinton.
It is.
Yeah.
What is a community of ants called?
An army.
No.
A gallery.
No.
A school.
No.
Damn
what
it.
East Asian country has the most vending machines per capita?
Japan.
Correct. What two colors do you need to make green?
Yellow and blue.
Yes.
Make green.
The Kraken first introduced buoy in what year?
Oh, crap. 2022.
Yes. If you didn't get that right, that would have
been. I got on the first guess. Chill out.
But you were taking your sweet time.
I had to think about it.
It didn't matter, though, because you got 8 correct, which is a win, 8-6. Sorry, Brandon and Lori.
No problem. Good game.
Have a great weekend.
They're going to get you next time, Steve.
They are.
Yeah, they are.
Those are empty promises. I will say it to me because Taryn enjoys the loser songs probably just as much as you do.
Yes.
I mean the winner song, sorry.
They're all toe tappers, Danny. Every single one of them.
You danced all around the Snow White Seven Dwarfs. It was
four.
You guessed four.
Oh, five.
You said 4, 3, and 6, and it was 5. Does anyone know a community of ants?
Colony.
There we go.
Look at the big brains on Danny and Taryn.
Woo-hoo. Well, you still beat Brandon, so congrats.
What drives you nuts about parents at kids' sporting events?
Everything.
206-803-ROCK. Give us a call. One member of our show realized that they can never be one of those sports parents. We're going to talk about this after Temple of the Dog. About Danny V was recently in New Mexico hanging with his daughter, and while you were there, you had a bit of a revelation.
I did. I am not a sports parent.
I could have told you that.
No, but because I will do anything to support my daughter and any passion she has, everything like that. But at the same time, I took her to, she's in softball now.
Okay.
And I took her to softball practice, and I was just sitting there.
What position does he play?
You know.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, you clearly are not a sports parent. Oh, do you even watch her out there? Or?
Of course I do.
What number is she?
Number 2.
Okay.
Did she score any goals in that game?
There was no game. There was no game. It was just practice.
Were they practicing penalty kicks?
Yes.
Okay.
No, that's the thing is they don't really practice their positions. I mean, when they're that young, they kind of just do whatever. So they were having them run laps. They were having them practice their catching, and Lily was kind of just like running and throwing a ball. But
so what makes you not a sports parent?
It wasn't even that part. Like that part I'm fine with. I'm fine going and watching her play and everything. It's listening to the banter between the parents and how angry they get at literally nothing.
It's ridiculous.
The coach came over and was like having a whole like meeting with the parents about like, hey, you know, we're thinking about doing this in the future. We might be doing these tournaments. And the parents, you could just see them. They're all quiet. They're all just judging the coach when he's just trying to like, you know, have open communication with the parents. And the minute the coach watches, like he was making jokes. None of the parents were laughing. Everyone was just silent, staring at him. He walks away.
Were the jokes funny at least?
I mean, I thought so. Okay. He walks away and the parents just start bitching about everything. Everything he just said. We're not going to go out of town. What do you mean we're not going to go out of town? That's what our kids signed up for. Well, we don't have enough money. Well, your kid is, and they're just fighting in the bleachers and like not
See,
really
I would
fighting.
Find, I would find entertainment in that part.
Start eating popcorn.
Yeah, because you don't have to really deal with it.
Fair.
But at that same time, it's like when you're actually involved with that, I was like, I'm just
the crazy part is Lily's 11.
10.
Yes. Lily's 10 years old. It's not like as if like next year she's going to like UW on a scholarship for softball.
That was my favorite. The scouts weren't there? Is that right? What is going on? The scouts weren't there?
That's a strange age to get that worked up over.
Well, exactly. I'm like, you guys are sitting here like it's, they're not doing it. Like, it's for fun. Why are you guys not having fun?
And also as like a kid watching your parents do that is a little embarrassing. You know what I mean?
Are you hoping to be a sports parent?
I'm very happy being a martial arts mommy right now.
Yeah, see, I'll be that loser dad in the back of the bleachers, kind of wiping tears from my eyes just because I'm happy to see my daughter do anything that brings her joy. Like, I'm never going to get that worked up about, you know, is she the best player? Is she that? Like, I was fired up when she got to be the lead for her ballet team, like, last year until I saw her, like, not really lead very well, but it was still awesome. I don't think any of the kids would have led very well. It's a cluster F.
But see, that's where it gets frustrating is because then, like, she may be the lead, but then you hear parents in the crowd. Oh, why did that little girl get to be the lead? Yeah. And then that's when you get mad.
That's when I stand up and look at them all and go, who's got a problem with my daughter being the lead? And I rip my shirt off and then they're like, sir, your love handles are scaring us.
And you're a sports parent all of a sudden.
I'm a ballet dad.
When we were kids, my dad got ejected from one of my sons, or one of my sons, one of my brother's baseball games. And the umpire was a friend of mine. And my dad, like, never forgave him for that. Like, you kicked me out of the game. Yeah, dad, because you were being a jerk.
Why did he get ejected?
I think he was just being a little too vocal, being a little too chirpy at everything going on. And they booted my dad out of the game. And he never forgave my buddy.
Because I remember my dad got it. He didn't even get kicked out. They just kind of like, you can't do that. And it's still one of my favorite stories. Even when my dad was around, I would always share it. And he would always roll his eyes because he knew it was true. When I was playing hockey in high school, and there were things going on, and whenever it was like a break, he was way too... He thought I was way better than I was. I was not that very good of a goalie.
He was proud of you, Steve.
Yeah, but he clearly wasn't watching the game. I was giving up some soft goals left and right. Like, I was like Philip Grubauer season one for the Kraken. Like,
oh, wow.
Right? And there was a moment during, like, in between periods, and where it was, like, outdoors, and we're just standing by the boards, and my dad comes over and takes his hat off and hits both of my defensemen in the head with the hat. And he's like, you need to protect my son better, and you need to play better defense. And they're looking at me, and I'm like, I think you guys are doing just fine. Like, this is on me. Like, I'm already embarrassed of having a crap game. And my dad's now, he's just doubled down on the embarrassment. And they were like, sir, you can't hit these kids in the head with your hat. But they didn't kick him out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, it's funny you say that because my mom also got kicked out of my cousin's soccer game when she was little, or when they were littler, because she was on the sideline. She didn't know that you're not supposed to yell at the referees. And so there were some penalties happening, and my mom takes off her glasses and is yelling at the ref, here, ref, you can use my glasses since you're so blind.
And these refs are making not much money. They're doing it for the love of the sport.
I think they're volunteers.
Okay, I'm going to say $50 a game at most.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I think people need to remember that. Like, these aren't like, this isn't their salary job.
No.
Someone texted in, my dad was so excited when he found out that he was having a boy because he could get me into sports like football and baseball. In middle school, I was 6'3", 220 pounds.
Dang.
But the only events I was playing were Magic the Gathering and Warhammer 3.
That's amazing.
Is that my brother?
Another person, dude, I had a parent paying their child for each goal that their child scored.
Wow. Oh, wow. See, my parents would offer that to me, but I was so bad I never scored any goals.
I was going to say, my parents could have offered like $100 for every goal I would score because they knew it wasn't happening.
Oh, yeah. My parents told me I could get my ears pierced, too. Hey, just score a goal. You'll get your ears pierced. Guess what? I never got my ears pierced until I was way older. It's very embarrassing.
So it's being the mom and the wife of a coach. It's the worst. You hear the parents bitch about the coach and the kids, and I have to hold it together.
Oh, man, it's a thankless job. It really is.
Please keep me in check if I ever have kids, because I 100% can see myself being a crazy sports parent or dance mom.
We don't have to worry about it. George won't let you anywhere near the event. I'm pretty sure your husband knows better to do that.
I'm uninvited.
Babe, just go out with your friends and drink some rosé. I'll take care of the kids' sporting events.
Okay.
We had an interesting chat yesterday where Migs offered up my goats to a celebrity.
Well, he was hungry.
Yeah, my goats, so that he could eat them. Why did this happen? You'll find out at 7:20.
The Daily Migs Show.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Monday Night Raw is coming to Angel of the Winds Arena on December 2nd. And if you check out the Daily Migs Daily Podcast on the Odyssey app, you can listen to our full interview with WWE superstar Big Bronson Reed.
He's a big boy.
How big is he?
I think he's pushing almost like 380, maybe.
Dang.
Yeah.
Well, while we were chatting with him, things got a little bit interesting with Bronson because I own goats.
Bronson, I wanted to ask you, because just recently you were in Saudi Arabia for Crown Jewel, which is just,
yes.
I mean, what a unique place to visit. What did you do, and do you have any favorite memories while you were in Saudi Arabia?
I was able to go out to a desert and have a unique experience in the sand dunes where we got to ride in dune buggies and jeeps. It was really cool. It was a really cool night and spend the night in the desert.
And what about food there? Like, I don't even know. Like, I have so many questions. Like, I never even think I'll ever get to go to Saudi Arabia. Is there a good scene for food while you're there?
Yeah, the food is really good. It's a lot of sort of like Middle Eastern food, stuff like shawarma, or they have like goat, they have freshly cooked goat, which some people won't partake in, but I'm a big meaty man that eats any type of meat.
I think you just scared Taryn, though. She has a couple of pet goats on her farm.
I do. I have two goats.
I mean, I don't think they're very cute, but they are very succulent at the same time.
So when you come to Everett, since Taryn lives so close, we'll bring you to her farm, and you guys can cook up a farm to table.
We'll have a big goat roast.
Protect those goats.
I was about to say, Taryn, which goat are you going to offer up to Bronson for dinner?
I mean, Lewis is the bigger of the two, so he would provide more meat.
Okay,
so maybe
there we
Lewis.
Go.
Sacrificial goats. So,
did he say?
They're very cute and very succulent at the same time.
That, what a...
Goats.
Dude, goats are so good.
I think about to say goats are so succulent.
I mean, they are as well that, but I love goat.
Well, how have you eaten goat?
Oh, every time we go over to our favorite Indian restaurant over in Issaquah, they have goat, and I always get goat.
Oh, so he went to Saudi Arabia, which is a very unique place, and you went to Issaquah, which is equally as unique.
And I'm also going to Taryn soon, so
look out. The exotic town of Stanwood. So based on our chat with WWE superstar Bronson Reed, 206-803-ROCK, where is the most unique place you have ever been? 206-803-ROCK. Issaquah, Washington. We will take your calls after Ozzy Osbourne.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, we want to know about the most unique place you ever visited. Give us a call now, 206-803-ROCK. Tom from Olympia, you were in Kansas, and what kind of farm were you visiting?
I visited a goat farm.
Oh, that sounds delightful.
How'd they taste?
Yeah, I mean, they had a lot of goats, that's for sure. So while I was at this goat farm, just kind of walking around petting goats, a big family came, showed up, and they were there to pick a goat that they wanted to eat.
Yeah.
So they picked their goat, and the people who own the goat farm stuck it in this little stall, and they went over and they sliced it.
Oh, and then, right there?
And then the family kind of grabbed it and put it up, and they walked it over to a tree. The whole time they were walking over to the tree, blood was dripping all over the place. They
this hung is like
it
a
up
horror
the tree
scene.
By its hind legs, and then they skinned it, and then they started a fire, and they cooked the thing up, and the family had a big party, and a goat party.
Was that the purpose of this farm, or was this like a petting zoo with like a dark side?
No, that was the purpose of the farm. They actually rented out the area, so you come pay for your goat, and then you also had to pay to rent out the picnic area.
This was at the Washington State Fair, Taryn.
And if you wanted, you could go fishing while you were there. Oh, yeah. In the pond.
That sounds a lot more my speed, honestly.
Who's the host of this party? Hannibal Lecter?
I love
wow.
that.
Wow. Talk about farm to table,
right?
206-803-ROCK. What was the most unique place you ever visited? Aaron in Tacoma. Where was that for you?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up, Aaron?
Oh, geez. You know, it's been a few days since it was I was there. But there's this little town about 800 miles south of Tijuana. Me and my brother were doing the Baja 1000, but we were doing it slowly, just following the tracks. And it's on the inside of the Sea of Cortez, and it's called Santa Rosalia. And there's a little town just below that called Mulegé. And Santa Rosalia, it's an old French pearl colony. So I guess back in the 16, 1700s, the French came over and found out that there was tons of saltwater pearls in the Sea of Cortez, and they ultimately ended up decimating them all, and they went extinct. But they built this really cool French colony in Mexico, and it's still there. It's got like churches from like the 1700s, and like just everything's French colonial. And I didn't know we were all talking about goats, but I did go to a goat feed there. They call it Chivo. And we went to this picnic thing, and this guy comes pulling it, and he's got this brand new galvanized garbage can, two bags of mesquite charcoal, and a goat.
Who wants a party?
Oh, yeah. And he's got the goat. He guts the goat, and he puts it inside the garbage can and fills charcoal all the way around it, dumps lighter fluid on it, lights it on fire, and puts the lid on it.
Aaron, would you agree with Big Bronson Reed from the WWE and say that the goats are cute and succulent?
You know what? The goat I had, I don't know if I got the tenderloin or something, but it was very cute, and it was very succulent. It was
Oh, you rock, Aaron.
Rockaholics, it is that time of the morning where we hope that you were listening to the men's room yesterday.
I hope you aren't.
At 5:40, because I gave out a cheat sheet for the Beat Migs game that's coming up next. And Steve has a record of 315 wins, 93 losses, and 55 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 7:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.